The Iraqi army continues its fight against ISIL militants in the north and west of the country, achieving great victories. In the province of Salah al-Din, the joint operations of the Iraqi forces, Sunni tribes and Shia volunteers helped liberate the town of Dulu'iya after fierce clashes lasting 4 days. A source in the Iraqi army said the liberation of the town was an Iraqi effort without any help from the US-led coalition, adding that the airstrikes which targeted ISIL in the town were by the Iraqi Air Force, which pushed the militants out of the town. Earlier, the Kurdish Peshmerga fighters, along with the Sunni tribes, were able to regain control of the northern town of Rabia, which has a very important and strategic checkpoint at the border with Syria, and was a gate for ISIL leaders from and to Syria.
The Iraqi Air Force and the volunteers have gained experience from the previous phase. The advances we are witnessing today are due to the cooperation between the Iraqi army, the volunteers and the tribes. Add to that the airstrikes against ISIL, which are very important in shaping the future of the battle.
Meanwhile, in the west of the country, Iraqi forces were able to repel an ISIL attack on the town of Heet in Anbar province. However, ISIL militants now control a couple of neighborhoods of the town. This as the Iraqi army has called for more reinforcements from Baghdad.
The latest advances of the Iraqi army have led to the liberation of Dulu'iya and also some areas west of Iraq where the army is gaining more ground. Also, the Iraqi Air Force has been able to achieve victories in the past few days.
On Friday, the Iraqi Prime Minister said in a televised speech that the battle will continue until goals are achieved. The Iraqi armed forces continue to advance in the north and west of the country. Those advances came due to a cooperation between the Iraqi army, Sunni tribes and Shia volunteers. It seems that the Iraqi people have put aside their differences and stood united for the sake of the country. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.